from that wonderful old familiar carol, which we sang just a moment ago, the third verse. Yet with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the heavenly hymn have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And warring humankind hears not the tidings which they bring. Oh, hush the noise and cease your strife, and hear the angels sing. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." So once again, it's Christmas. And once again, we gather to hear the old, old story. For 2,000 years, the story has been told, retold, cherished, celebrated. Why don't we get tired of the story? For the same reason, we never tire of hearing one we love saying, "I love you." That's what God is saying to us at Christmas. I love you. So as we gather here on this holy night, I'm sure that there are many memories of Christmases past. Some are poignant remembrances of family and friends who are no longer with us, who have departed this life. And our memories are laced with loss. However, at the same time, we rejoice this night because of an empty tomb that gives us the promise of reunion with those who have gone before. The angels were singing because they knew what was going to happen. They knew what this child meant to us. And then, of course, there are remembrances of other Christmases past. I'll never forget one Christmas Eve when the neighborhood Santa rang our doorbell and our four little children were simply flabbergasted when he opened his bag and out bounded this black bundle of fur, who became a beloved member of our family for years. Or you might remember Christmas pageants past. I certainly do. I have gone through a lot of Christmas pageants. It's when children of the parish dress up to act out the wonderful story of the birth that changed the world. Children in bathrobes with towels on their heads. Animals made by putting a grocery bag over their heads and pasting cotton balls on them to create sheep. And angels, lots and lots and lots of angels, created by putting on a halo of golden tinsel. You know, one of the wonderful things about a pageant is there's always room for every child as a shepherd or an angel. Now, there's only one Mary, only one Joseph, and three wise men. But there are no limits on shepherds and angels. One of my memories of a Christmas pageant at a Sunday school was when one angel tried to strangle another angel. Mothers separated them, and the show went on. Or another time, when one of the ceramic wise men was dropped and his head came rolling down the aisle. He made a pretty good impromptu homily about the wise man who lost his head. Wisdom yields to emotion. So this holy night is simply surrounded by memories. What do you think the shepherds remembered? When the angels appeared, the shepherds were absolutely terrified. All that light up in the sky, all that glory shining round. And the first thing the shepherds remembered was the angel saying, "Now don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." The angel didn't announce any plan of salvation. The Ten Commandments were not read or posted in a courthouse. There was no theological dissertation, no Trinitarian doctrinal statement, no explanation of apostolic succession, no budget presentation. It wasn't church. The message was, now don't be afraid. I have some good news for you. You can be filled with joy. Everyone can. There's a newborn baby. The baby is the Savior of the world. The baby is the anointed one of God. The baby is the Lord. And you can find that baby. You can touch and see and hold that baby. And then the angel choir just couldn't stand it any longer. And they start to sing. And that's why we sing so much on Christmas Eve. The angels started it. And when the angels were through singing, the shepherds went out and checked it out. They didn't stop to clean up or put on their best clothes. It was a come-as-you-are party. They didn't delay and worry about what kind of gift they would take with them. They didn't have enough money to buy a gift. So they took themselves. They just went to see Jesus. And that's exactly what every one of us is invited to do. And when they got to Bethlehem, it was exactly the way the angel said it was. And then the shepherds started to sing. You see, it's catching. My dear people of God, that story still means now exactly what it meant when it happened. The message and meaning are still the same. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Whatever it is in your life that is a cause of fear, you don't have to be afraid. You can still see, touch, and hold the babe. And you can sing praise to God because he can see and touch and hold you. In the same way that there is always room in the Sunday school pageant for every child, even if that child tries to strangle another child, there's always room for one more soul in God's love. Even if that child messes up in this rehearsal for heaven that you and I call life. Now, later on in his gospel, Luke will tell us about a lot of unlikely people who were welcome to come and be touched by Jesus. These range from the ostracized Gerasene demoniac who lived out in the graveyard, to little Zacchaeus up in the tree, the conniving tax collector. From adulterers to prostitutes to fishermen and physicians, Jesus invited them all to come to him. And in the same way, Jesus invites us all to come. He invites us not because of who we are or because of what we have. Instead, he just invites us to come and see that we are loved by God. This is the great story we share this night. Jesus invites everyone to come. It's good news. It's God's love story of humanity. Let the hope that is in you overcome your fears. You have a Savior. That Savior is Jesus, born in Bethlehem. And with the angels and the shepherds, we sing with joy. Amen.